In the city of Hazleton, with more than 1,000 COVID-19 cases in a population of about 30,000, has one of the highest per capita infection rates anywhere, twice New York City's rate and more than 11 times the rate in Pennsylvania as a whole. Cargill wasn't solely responsible for Hazleton's surge. Several nearby warehouses and processing facilities, including a Mission Foods tortilla factory and an Amazon.com incorporated fulfillment center, have also had virus outbreaks. After a long economic decline, Hazleton, located 130 miles west of New York in anthracite coal country, lured Cargill in 2000 with generous tax breaks. Based in Minneapolis, Cargill is the world's largest agricultural commodities trader and the biggest privately held company in the U.S. It reported $2.6 billion of net profit in 2019 on $113.5 billion of revenue. Its Cargill Meat Solutions division employs 28,000 workers at more than 36 facilities in the U.S. and Canada. The Hazleton plant butchers beef and pork carcasses for consumer-ready packages that are trucked to Walmart's and other East Coast stores. The meat plant quickly became the area's biggest private employer, drawing its low-skilled labor largely from Dominican families like the Benjamins. Many of them moved to Hazleton from New York and New Jersey. The Latino population jumped sevenfold between 2000 and 2010 to 37% of the city's inhabitants and has risen to more than 60% today. Unionized workers can make $500 to $700 a week at the plant, about the industry average, plus overtime, and enjoy health and vacation benefits. It's enough for a decent living in Hazleton. Cargill said nothing as the virus rampaged through the plant and Hazleton after mid-March, even as panic was rising in the city. The company's silence added to people's worries and led more and more healthy employees to stay home from work. How do you have 130 cases in the plant before telling anyone? Who made that decision? Asks Robert Curry, co-founder of the Hazleton Integration Project, which runs a local community center funded by Joe Madden, a Hazleton native and manager of the Los Angeles Angels baseball team. Where's the moral responsibility?